Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Yesterday, the city of Edmonton's efforts to try and deal with the issues of homelessness and encampments took another step forward. Well, yeah, one step. I think they were hoping for more than one step, but we'll see what happens today. Mayor Amarjeet Sohi introduced a motion calling on council to declare the housing crisis and houselessness in Edmonton an emergency. There's no doubt that it is that. I mean, the issue has been, you know, and the attempts to handle the issue has been making headlines across the country for weeks now, ever since the city decided to try and remove 8 encampments in the city that they had deemed to be high risk. And like I say, this is sort of a, I don't know if you want to call it a test case, but I'll guarantee you other cities across the country are watching closely to see how this all plays out, because encampments are not unique to Edmonton, as you know. Doesn't matter where you live in this province. If you're a community of any size, you've got the same situation. So what do you do? And all kinds of different strategies have been deployed. This one has really, really drawn a lot of attention and a lot of pushback. We're going to speak now with Keith Gerine, who's a columnist at the Edmonton Journal. Keith, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, good morning.
So we'll get to the meeting in a second, but before we do that, let's just talk about the scene at City Hall yesterday, because, I mean, we have public meetings all the time and people show up, but not quite like this, right? This was extraordinary. There was a lot of public attention on this one.
There really was. It was a bit of a raucous scene. You know, you had sort of a protest and some dancing and chanting in outside of council chambers before the meeting. The stands were packed once the meeting actually got going. There were numerous interruptions, people yelling during the meeting. Councillor Aaron Paquette, who was chairing the meeting, had it, you know, at several times had to kind of try to calm things down. I thought he was actually quite effective at that, but certainly some of the counselors in there were feeling a bit nervous about their safety. Mm-hmm. So it was quite charged, a charged atmosphere for sure.
Which the mayor said indicates that people care about this, people are engaged, and people want answers to this. I think that's fair. I mean, there's a lot of people affected, a lot of people working with these communities. And I think it just shows that we do definitely have a crisis on our hands.
Yeah, the tension has really ramped up. I mean, the thing that's maybe hard to understand, at least it's been hard to understand for me, is, you know, the city's been taking down high-risk encampments for a while now. The city policy has been in effect for a significant amount of time. Many, many campsites have come down. But the tension has really ramped up, and it started just before Christmas. There was a fairly big operation to take down some sites. You know, the optics of doing it before Christmas, I think, got people upset. The really cold weather, you know, has really upped the stakes of late on taking down encampments and where they're going to go. There's been some confusion and game playing over the availability of shelter spaces and whether people are actually have a warm place to go. That's been kind of feeding into this as well. And that has really ramped up, I think, a lot of the pressure on the politicians, right? And now you see them all kind of competing to try to, you know, grab control of the narrative. And in the background, we have this court case, which we may get a decision on today. You know, that has brought a lot of attention to this as well. And it could potentially change the game if the court case deems that the city of Edmonton can't or is going to face severe restrictions on taking down encampments in the future, that might have to force a change in policy. So all of this is going on at the same time. And I think with the mayor now saying we need to declare an emergency, that kind of, you know, that doesn't do anything to lower the temperature. That suggests, in fact, that he is taking this very seriously. But whether it's a good idea or not, I think that's what council is really debating now.
And there's no consensus on that from what I'm hearing from councillors, and some that you might expect to be on board with the mayor saying, you know what, there's really not a lot here. They're not sure how they feel about what the mayor is trying to do. It's far from unanimous, right? The council's pretty divided.
Council is pretty divided, and you know, I'm on sort of the side of wondering if this is really a good idea. I mean, on the surface, Is this a crisis? It absolutely is. It has been for a while. We've seen homelessness explode during the pandemic. It's gotten worse since then, especially with the affordability and inflation challenges we've had, in the last year or two. So, yeah, absolutely a crisis. But what is declaring it as such actually accomplish, right? Because, as I said, it's been a crisis for a long time. Why now? The mayor, to me, has not answered that question particularly well. I think he's now, if you do this, you set up certain expectations with the population that's most effective, that you're going to be able to kind of imminently do something about this. But nothing that in the mayor's kind of action plan that associated with this motion is really about an emergency. It's more about long-term housing investments. It's more about holding a summit at some point with the province and other players to try to work out some solutions. Nothing is going to happen in the next 2 weeks or even the next 2 months to really alleviate the current crisis that we're talking about with encampments. So, and at the same time, you're getting into politics now, too, because the province clearly does not like the mayor doing this. Does that potentially ruin any goodwill that you have to try to work together to come up with some solutions? And it just sort of seems like it's a timing thing that isn't necessarily going to work out for him. There's also this court case. I don't know if you want to declare an emergency on homelessness 12 hours before a judge is set to decide on whether this is, whether the city can take down encampments and how bad the situation really is. So I think there's all of these factors at play. The meeting today is hopefully going to decide that issue. But if the court case isn't decided, I don't know that the council can decide the issue at the same time.
Right. So the motion was introduced yesterday. There was no decision. It's hoped that there'll be one today. But like you say, there's a very good possibility. And we've seen this before with this particular council and actually previous councils. If you can defer a decision, they often do. So there may not be any more certainty at the end of today than there was at the end of yesterday.
Yeah, I think a lot's going to depend on how the case proceeds, just a block over in the courthouse. And if it is not decided, or if it is decided in a particular way, council may have no choice but to defer it. And, that'll be a bit of a loss for the mayor politically, because, he's put a lot of political capital into this. But at the end of the day, council may say, we can't do this right now. We're not going to reject it outright, but let's defer it for a couple of months and see how the situation proceeds from here. That very well could happen. City lawyers, I'm told, have been warning council, be very careful what you say about the encampment situation right now and what you plan to do, because it could affect our legal standing.
Interesting. So much going on, Keith. We'll have to watch it closely this afternoon, and I really appreciate the update today. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Take care.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.